Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Got a lot to get into. New week kicking off here on the show. And believe it or not, for those of you that watch both the Women's Evolution pay-per-view and Crown Jewel, believe it or not, tonight is the go-home show for Survivor Series. That's right. It's coming up this Sunday already. And not only is Survivor Series coming up, but Saturday is the NXT TakeOver War Games event. We got the full card for both of those shows. Right now, we've got 8 big matches for Survivor Series, and perhaps more coming up tonight on the go-home show. And for the NXT TakeOver show, we have 4 matches, and that is it. There will only be 4 matches on the NXT TakeOver show, because a lot of those matches are going to be given a lot of time. Most notably, obviously, the War Games match with the Undisputed Era versus Pete Dunne, Ricochet, and the War Raiders. Ciampa and Velveteen Dream, Shayna Baszler, Kairi Sane, Aleister Black, Johnny Gargano. I presume Black and Gargano are going to get a ton of time as well. So if you're a fan of long matches, this upcoming TakeOver show is for you. Raw tonight, the go-home show. We have the return of Brock Lesnar. And yes, the long-awaited return of Stephanie McMahon. She's going to be on the show tonight. And because the Raw show is the Raw go-home show for Survivor Series, it is possible that SmackDown wrestlers will appear on Raw. I don't know that that's happening, but it is a brand-versus-brand show. They could save it till tomorrow. They could not do it at all. I don't know. We'll find out tonight. But it makes sense to me that there would be some SmackDown wrestlers invading Raw tonight and vice versa tomorrow. So we shall see. Tonight is the shortest Raw since 2012, as the overrun ends. There will be no overrun tonight. A hard end at 11 o'clock p.m. Very happy to hear that. Back in a moment to more. Kick it off. Mike Sempervivi's here. Your calls, texts, and emails. Wrestling Observer Live.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets?
Then call.
That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervive, also WrestlingObserver.com. If you want to give us a call here today, 844-411-5411. Text messages 425-780-7566. As we have talked about over the last couple of days here, the Raw overrun is history as of tonight, going back to a straight-up 3 hours, not 3 hours and 15 minutes, not 3 hours and 12 minutes, not even 3 hours and 1 second. 3 hours, the show is off the air. And we got a question here from somebody that says, was ending the overrun a WWE decision or a USA Network decision, or do we not know? Well, we don't know. It wasn't publicly announced. But all I can tell you is this. If WWE had their way, Raw would not be 3 hours. Raw is 3 hours because USA Network wants 3 hours. USA Network is willing to pay out the ass for 3 hours. So the show is 3 hours long. So it stands to reason that if WWE would prefer to not have a 3 hour show, my guess is that it was not their decision to have a 3 hour and 15 minute show. So I would guess that USA Network made this call. Sure, WWE is probably pretty happy about it. The main events are going to be starting earlier. There's going to be less of that BS in the third hour where just nothing happens and the buffer matches and the 9 million video packages. They can now run a three-hour show, and at 10:30, they can get ready, start doing the video package and such for the main event, do the main event, and be off the air at the top of the hour. It's like SmackDown's had to do, just like Raw had to do prior to the Monday Night Wars. I think it's going to be a huge positive.
I think you are in a good mood, and I'm happy for that because I think it's going to be a positive. But, I mean, let's be honest. Most of these overruns were 4, 5, 6 minutes. I mean, you're still going to get all that nonsense, and you're still going to get a bunch of content at oftentimes that is not any good or doesn't make any sense or you're just not interested in. And the bottom line is a lot of that stuff's going to be coming 2.5 hours after the show started anyway. So, look, I am not going to sit here and complain at all about this thing being shorter. Great. I wish it was 90 minutes long. It's never going to be that way. That's just the way it goes. But getting rid of this 15 is obviously a positive. I just don't think it's going to change all that much. Other than, yeah, the main event, if it's going to be a good one, can start a little bit earlier. So, yeah, there is a positive there.
All right. Somebody who's on a break from work today or has some spare time, do me a favor here. There's no way these overruns were 4 to 5 minutes.
Well, I think 5, 6, 7. Like, nope. I don't think they had that many 15s of recent time.
I want somebody to go on the WWE Network, and every Raw is there. Do me a favor and just get the runtime of, like, just the last, many?
Plus minus of 10 minutes.
The last 3 months of Raw. Exact times. Tell me how long these overruns
Okay, all exacts, okay.
I'm going to get them from somebody. Somebody out there has got to be able to help me here.
In the Attitude Era, obviously, and when they have big things going on, they have drawn it out. I just don't think that they've been, I mean, I would say maybe like 7, 8.
I think you're going to be very surprised.
I don't know.
These things dragged on forever. I've watched it every single Monday. There's no way there were 4 or 5 minutes.
They all feel like hell. Although, to be honest with you, too, and I will admit, as probably everybody listening knows, I watch on DVR all the time anyway, so maybe I am wrong with that. But I do usually look at the time, and the time is obviously on there on the DVR. I just don't think it had been that long.
Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on?
Hey, Matt from Dallas. Two quick questions. What's the chances that Ciampa is the last match on TakeOver? And have y'all heard anything about Perry Saturn recently?
I've not heard anything about Perry Saturn recently. Have you heard something about Perry Saturn?
No, it just popped into my head today. I know he had the trouble a while back.
Yeah, there was a period where Perry Saturn disappeared for like years on end, to the point that everybody thought that he had died.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't heard about anything from Perry Saturn lately.
Yeah, well, I mean, no news, maybe good news on that, too, because, again, you know, he did come out and people did know how he was doing and he seemed to be getting better. So, yes, so hopefully if somebody does have information on him, love to hear it, though, because I loved Perry Saturn. At his peak, you know, there's a zillion guys who are real, you know, your Ric Flairs, your Hulk Hogan's, that status of superstar and everything, but, like, you need your guys in the middle, and boy, was Perry Saturn, man, when he was good, he was really, really good.
So this TakeOver show, we got Black and Gargano, Baszler and Kyrie, Ciampa and Velveteen Dream, and the Undisputed Era, and Pete Dunne, Ricochet, and War Raiders in a War Games match. I guess it's possible that they could do War Games and then bring the cage up and do the championship match, but
I don't like it.
I don't think it's going to happen, everybody. I think that the War Games match is going to go on last. And I have to go back here, find out the WWE War Games. Let's see what they did. Let's see. There was
what did they do last year?
I'm going back to try to find out here. NXT TakeOver War Games was last year, and the main event was War Games.
Huh.
Main event was not the championship match that went on. And that was Andrade Cien Almas and Drew McIntyre.
You know, if this was Ciampa Gargano like a couple of months ago or you know, 8 months ago or whatever, yeah, I could see putting that on last or something. You'd have the reason to do it. I mean, I don't think on the surface, though, and this is no offense to Velveteen Dream, I mean, what's the main event of this show? Is it War Games or is it a Ciampa title defense?
What are you talking about?
No, in my, like, just in your opinion, what do you think the bigger match is?
On War Games?
No, but between those two matches, between the title match and between War Games, what do you think is most important?
The War Games match.
Yeah, that, I mean, like, by far, if this was Tommaso and Gargano in a major, you know, still as part of their feud or something like that, at the peak of that, then you would have a reason, I think, to trump War Games. But War Games should always be your main event. That should be the thing that you kind of, everything weaves into, you know, all that TV over the, you know, the previous couple of months. That's what the spirit of War Games was all about, and that should be the focal point of the show, of which it's named after.
So we got the Survivor Series the next day, Ronda Rousey, Becky Lynch for no title. None of these are title matches, actually. There's one title match on the show, but the brand versus brand matches, not championship matches. Rousey versus Becky, Seth Rollins, Shinsuke Nakamura, Brock Lesnar, AJ Styles. We got the Team Raw versus Team SmackDown Survivor Series elimination match. Ziggler, McIntyre, Strowman, and two more announced tonight versus Miz, Bryan, Shane McMahon, Rey Mysterio, and Samoa Joe. We have the 5-on-5 Survivor Series elimination match with the women. We have a full SmackDown team, well, almost a full team, Carmella, Naomi, Sonya, Asuka, and one more, against the five that will be announced on Raw tonight. We have AOP versus The Bar, which would be a barn burner. And we also have a random 5-on-5 tag team elimination match with The Usos, The New Day, three more teams facing five teams from Raw.
Just go to Wikipedia, look at the rosters, you know what the teams are.
You will, in fact, have 20 men standing on that apron.
It's awesome.
For this tag team elimination match.
Awesome.
And Buddy Murphy, Mustafa Ali for the Cruiserweight title, which I presume is going to be the pre-show match, but I don't know that. So that is SmackDown, everybody. It is this coming Sunday. We had Women's Evolution. 4 days later, we had the Saudi Arabia show. 2 weeks later, we have Survivor Series.
Oh, so, by the way, Survivor Series.
I hope you're excited about all of this wrestling you got coming up here. Personier says, when you ever feel like hating on WWE's terrible commentary, just remember, you don't have to listen to Matt Stryker completely killing decades of table spots, because as he said on Ultima Lucha 4, it is better for the person to be put through the table rather than bouncing off one, because it does not hurt as much. That's one of the main reasons I stopped watching that show. And that's why I go out of my way to not watch any show where Matt Stryker is doing commentary. So if you're running a promotion and Matt Stryker's doing commentary and you don't hear me review it a lot, that's probably one of the reasons why right there. He's horrible. I have no idea why everybody hires this guy.
So is he a nice guy?
I'm sure he's a great guy.
I say, because what is it with the connections there where he keeps getting the gigs then? There's plenty of people.
I'm sure he's a nice fella, but he's terrible at the job of commentary, and I have absolutely no idea why nobody can find anybody else to do commentary. It's mind-blowing to me. Where in the world is Bray Wyatt, this person said. He's just not on TV. Trying to figure out something new to do with him. Matt's off TV, and Bray's off TV, and, you know, 29 writers or whatever. We don't got anything to do with this guy.
Maybe
I think he's joined
B-Team.
He'll be repackaged or something, I'm sure. He'll be back. Let's just put it that way. Just like Alexa Bliss put on her Twitter. She'll be back. And we'll be back after this, Wrestling Observer Live.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-426-3569. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-426-3569 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-426-3569 to see if you qualify. That's 800-426-3569.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, I want to thank everybody who has sent in these times here. Unfortunately, it doesn't help me a lot.
You want me to do this?
Now listen, everybody. Raw, it's 42 minutes per hour, so it's 126 minutes is a three-hour show. So anything over 126 minutes is the overrun. So, for example, this show that was 2 hours and 21 minutes long, that's 120 plus 121. I can't do this for every single one of them. That's 141 minutes minus 126. Okay, that's a 15-minute overrun right there. That's a long overrun.
I'd like to get a authorizing service in here to authenticate some of these numbers you're going to come up with.
What are you talking about? That's the number. It's a 15-minute overrun.
So every Raw is how long exactly?
This is on
126 minutes?
126 minutes of time.
Uh-huh.
Okay, outside of commercials. Okay. So if the network show is 2 hours and 21 minutes, that's when they take all of the commercials out. Okay? 2 hours is 120 minutes. And you add the 21-minute overrun. It's 121 minutes.
21-minute overrun.
That's a 15-minute overrun.
15.
You weren't listening to my math.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Anybody. If somebody would like to go up there, those are the numbers.
Please.
126 minutes is the non-commercial runtime for 3 straight hours of Raw. So add in the extra time on top of that, and you've got your overrun. 15 minutes, the first one I randomly chose right there.
Okay.
What in the world could they possibly do that needs to go 15 minutes after the top of 3 hours?
Not a damn thing. That's why we don't have it anymore.
Right, let's go to the phones here. You're on the air. What's going on?
Hey, boys. Happy Monday. How are you?
What's happening?
What's up, man?
What's up? You know, with Survivor Series being a 2-week or 3-week buildup, whatever it was, it coming so fast, I really wish some of these matches had some kind of steps to them where – in 2018, just an elimination match, it really doesn't do it for me anymore. You know, it's really, I feel like the matches are going to be great, but I wish maybe if you had, maybe just a fantasy booking here, if you had 3 remaining members of a SmackDown team, maybe they get 3 draft picks from Raw. You know what I mean? Something along those lines where it just, you know, it makes it interesting. You want to watch it. There's a stipulation to it. You know, it means something. You know, I mean, even the Royal Rumble, you know, it has the championship match. And without the championship match that you're awarded, it really doesn't mean anything, you know. And I really wish they would just kind of do something along those lines where some of these matches have a meaning and, you know, somewhere along the line you get a pick from Raw or, you know,
hey, Sivan,
something.
I got one for you.
Yes. Yeah.
You actually do even though it probably will never mean anything because you're going to have the singles matches probably between brands from this point out, but the traditional Survivor Series match, that person gets number 30 for the Rumble.
So, exactly. Just so I couldn't agree with you more. Just so it means something, and there's a reason why we're watching, which is probably going to be about 4.5-5-hour show.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, it's one of the big four. So, you know, they're going to do, you're probably going to have your 2-hour pre-show and then a 4-4.5-hour show itself.
Yes.
Man, that's a lot of wrestling to watch at once, and it doesn't really mean anything, you know?
We talked about this all last year when they did this thing. They absolutely should come up with some sort of stipulation for the top matches there. Because right now, look what's happening tonight. Stephanie McMahon is showing up on Raw. What's she going to do? She's going to complain about Shane McMahon.
Yep.
So the name, like the whole gimmick here, I guess they had another pay-per-view that was named Bragging Rights, which shockingly was not a Raw versus SmackDown show, which was baffling to me. But the whole thing here, the whole reason that Shane McMahon inserted himself into the Best in the World tournament to determine the best in the world was that he did not want to listen to his sister brag that she had the best in the world. So, as viewers, what we are being told is you need to buy this pay-per-view because the payoff to these matches is going to be that Stephanie is going to brag about her winners on Raw in heat segments. How in God's name does that make me want to see this show? There need to be real, actual stipulations here. There are no titles on the line. There are 0 titles on the line here except for the Buddy Murphy-Mustafa Ali match. There's no titles on the line. There's no reward for the brand that wins the most matches or this or that or whatever. Nothing.
Maybe Shane will bring the trophy.
I kind of had one last year, if I recall correctly. I forget all the ideas I had last year, but that guy or you or whoever mentioned, whatever, the winner gets the number 30 slot in the Rumble. Problem with that is it's a 5-on-5 elimination match. What if Team Raw wipes out Team SmackDown? Which guy gets number 30?
No, you just Raw gets it. Raw
well,
gets
the,
it.
Here's,
then...
here's a better one. Here's the answer.
Yeah.
The brand that wins the most matches, okay, they get slots 15 through 30 in the Rumble. The losing brand gets 1 through 15. Yeah. Done.
I remember you were all about this. I appreciate that. That to me is a little overwrought for the WWE audience.
That's easy.
You would think so, but I think that's a little too much for them. Just
these
give,
fans aren't that stupid. They can
just
figure
this
out.
Well, they are, but I don't have all the trust in them to actually develop a story and follow with it. You know, just give them the number 30 position, and then you know when you put the names in the hopper for Raw, like somebody's going to pull out number 30, and they're like, if they win this thing, and they're going to be that to me is actually enough to start with.
Nah, I don't want to start with. I'm not buying this stupid pay-per-view so I can hear Stephanie bragging and one guy gets number 30. I need some big-time stipulations here.
Look, this is going to be McMahon-a-mania. This is your fall edition here, your winter edition of this. Just you're going to have to acquiesce to it.
All right, let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on?
Hey, Brian. It's BJ from Arizona.
What's happening?
Hey, I just had a quick question for you. So I know TakeOver's coming up on Saturday, and they've been doing the main angle is Johnny Gargano. You know, he attacked Aleister Black. I was wondering if you thought maybe it was all like a swerve and actually someone like Candace actually attacked him and he's just covering for her. Because I've kind of felt like this for a while. They're kind of going overboard with him, like doing the promo and everything. So I didn't know if you thought maybe it was a swerve that he didn't actually do it, but maybe he's covering for someone who did.
No. I just look at the history of the things that NXT does in booking, and everything they does makes sense, and they don't overcomplicate things. And they don't always do, like, a ton of swerves. I mean, listen, I'll tell you something about this Johnny Gargano thing here, okay? So, I missed the show where Aleister Black originally got attacked in the parking lot. I can't remember where I was, but I was traveling or something. It might have been over SummerSlam weekend where I was going down for the convention. I think that's actually what it was, but I missed the show, okay? So, I go onto our website. And I read the recap, and the recap notes that Black is laid out, and shortly thereafter they show Johnny Gargano walk into the building. And the recapper didn't know that Johnny Gargano did. Nobody knew that Johnny Gargano did it. But just reading the recap and hearing that Aleister Black had been laid out, and then Johnny Gargano walks into the building, and then there's chaos and all this and that, like my immediate thought was Johnny Gargano did it. And as it turns out, Johnny Gargano did it. So they, from day one, had a little deal where there was an attack and Johnny Gargano just saunters into the building. Yeah. From day one, they had the idea where this was going to go, and they didn't do some sort of the most swerve that they got was, and it's not even a swerve, it's just Nikki Cross knew who did it. That's it.
Well, that, and you know what was crazy was the big smoke screen, because we kind of we chuckled at it as if it was like out of like, you know, it's a mad, mad, mad world or something where you had like all of the characters on screen hanging out. They just happened to be there at Winter Park outside, you know, right around the time that Black was hit. And they threw up all of that smoke up there of who it could be, all these whodunits. And it was very simply the guy that Regal came in, look into my eyes or whatever it was that he said. Like, it was just that simple with all of that smoke around it. They did a very, very good job with this.
This person here says, where is this? At the very least, the surviving members of the 5-on-5 should get the final Rumble spot. Well, if you're going to do the final five, then you may as well do one half gets 1 through 14, and the other gets 15 through 30.
No, because you know what's going to happen, and it's going to happen.
We had the same
right
argument last year.
You're going to have a Jinder Mahal is going to be in the final. Like, you're going to do it. To me, it's just, I don't know. That to me is just, you put the final five in. That's a little crazy.
And then this guy goes, if you have winners getting 16 through 30, and the losers get 1 through 15, the first 30 minutes is one brand in the Rumble. Boring. Yeah, it's only boring if you can't book a Royal Rumble. Like,
well, no,
if you've got the first 30 minutes of the Rumble is all Raw brand stars, okay? The Rumble is only going to suck if you don't have storylines that you can very easily play up for the first 30 minutes of the Rumble based solely on the people from one brand. Not to mention, then people get excited because you know all of a sudden here comes SmackDown. And then you get another 30 minutes of mixing and matching. It's very easy to book this.
If this were real, and this was all about brand, or, you know, I understand the personal stories, but I would demand my men just sit there, and then as each Raw person got in the ring, you just toss them out again, as one by one as they come into the ring. And then you can all fight once you get rid of all those guys at the very end.
This person here says, it looks like WWE is required to have 18 minutes of ad time per hour, resulting in 54 minutes a show. What do you mean 54 minutes? 60 minutes minus 18 is 42. It's exactly what I said.
It's
Where's he getting 54 minutes a show?
Brian, I don't know.
I need to know. Get back to me here, buddy. 42 minutes.
Monday math edition.
Yeah, and I have not been wrong with my math one time so far.
Are you sure about
I'm
that?
I'm positive, because anytime I mess up math, I get 50 text messages all in a row telling me how stupid I am.
Independent auditors, everybody's still baffled from your math at the beginning there with the first one.
No, I had it absolutely correct. I had it absolutely correct with my math on that first one. Don't question my math skills. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Are you interested in trading stocks as a way to generate extra monthly income? Then listen up. Before you waste time or money on another service, you really need to learn about the online trader community that everyone is talking about. This is the group that allows you to trade with their money. That's right. When you complete their training program, Apiary Fund will gladly put up to $100,000 of their own money into your trading account. And the best part? You get to keep up to 85% of the profits without putting in a dime of your own money. Apiary Fund's Trader Development Program is producing seriously amazing results. And as a special offer, today, they are allowing our listeners to get started for free. Just text the word BUZZ to 48542 to join Apiary's trading program now. Learn how to trade using their money, not your own. To get started, just text BUZZ to 48542. That's BUZZ to 48542 to join the Apiary trading community today. Text BUZZ to 48542. That's BUZZ to 48542.
Yeah, we sort of stopped paying attention and racked up a lot of debt.
Yeah, it was stressful. He blamed me for my credit card debt, and I blamed him for building that man cave.
It's awesome. Anyway, we stopped blaming each other, did our homework, and read that a smart way to consolidate debt is to get a fixed rate loan. But getting a loan was brutal.
And a time drain.
So I was in my man cave researching personal loans, and I found Best Egg.
Yep.
They have an A-plus rating with the BBB, and Best Egg handles everything online, start to finish.
And Consumer Affairs gave Best Egg 5 stars for their easy online loan app. And we could be approved and funded in as little as one business day. I applied online with no impact to my credit score.
She always takes credit for my wins. But long story short, she got an awesome loan, paid off our cards and some bills while lowering our monthly payment. The Best Egg loan was like a total fresh start.
Yeah.
Visit bestegg.com/blue. Bestegg.com/blue.
Subject to credit approval. Actual rates, fees, and approval times will vary.
Attention business owners, now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, so everybody's killing me here. So, this person notes 18 minutes of commercial time per hour is 54 minutes per show. Okay, I got it. But that's irrelevant. Like, that's not the way we need to do this math. I don't need to know how much commercial time there is. I need to know how much non-commercial time there is, because then you can do the math on the WWE Network. It's 126 minutes of non-commercial action in 3 hours. You understand? 126 minutes, all right? So if a raw overrun. For example, this show here on October 1st was 2 hours and 15 minutes. That's 120 plus 15. That's 135. So 135 minutes minus 126 is going to give you the overrun time. That is a 9-minute overrun. Okay?
So under 10.
That one is under 10, yes.
Okay.
So this one here that's 2 hours and 20 minutes. That's
Where's that one?
That's July 23rd, 2 hours and 20 minutes. That's 120 plus 20. It's 140 minus your 126. That's going to give you an overrun time of 14 minutes. All right? So that's how you can do the math to find out how long these overruns are. Everybody got that? Now let's talk about some other exciting news here. A couple of things. Tickets are on sale now. December 15th, DefyWrestling.com. We're going to be doing a special, exclusive, private holiday party for fans of Defy Wrestling in Bellevue, Washington. It is going to be myself and Lance Storm are doing a live Figure Four Daily, a mailbag, a Q&A, the whole nine yards. Dave is unable to make it. Lance and I are going to be doing this, and there may be some more special surprises here coming up very soon. Very limited tickets available. I thought they sold out already this morning, but it was a glitch. There are still some tickets available. It is at Bellevue's Lunchbox Lab. There are arcade machines, huge TVs playing wrestling, a full bar. You're going to get sliders of your choice, two domestic beer or soda, a Defy Holiday gift bag, your photo with a secret Santa, entry into a drawing for indie wrestling ring-worn collectibles, very rare, and access to a private Facebook group where you can help them book a very special show in 2019. DefyWrestling.com. If you're listening, I'm telling you, do not wait one more second. Go up there and get the ticket because it's virtually sold out. It will be sold out very soon. Myself and Lance doing a live Q&A and maybe some other surprises as well that I'll alert you all to here in the coming days. But don't wait. If you want to go, you better get your tickets now.
I didn't realize how many shirts you had now in the Pro Wrestling Tees store.
Yeah, there's tons of shirts there. I'm gonna have books there. If you want to sign book, I'll be bringing books. It's going to be awesome. Now, a very important announcement here as well. December 14th, there is a Defy show in Seattle. That's Friday night. The night before the Q&A with myself and Lance. The night before the Defy holiday party. A couple of days ago, I issued a challenge. I said that I had so much fun beating the hell out of Marco Stunt. I was going to challenge him to a tag match on December 14th for Defy if he wanted to give it another shot. Obviously, over WrestleMania weekend, it's myself and Tom Lawler against Marco and a partner. Tom Lawler is not available on December 14th. So I said, I will choose a partner. Marco can choose anybody he wants. We can do this again on December 14th for Defy. I don't know if you've gone on Marco Stunt's Twitter. Nothing. Nothing. Hasn't retweeted it. Hasn't answered my challenge. Hasn't made one single solitary. He's gone radio silent.
Well, maybe he's up at the North Pole making toys for Santa.
All I want to say here is that, well, thankfully the show sold out before I even made the announcement, so it's not like people bought tickets to see that match, but I'm telling you right now, at this moment, I, as God is my witness, do not think this match has taken place.
Can you believe that he would let so many people down like that by not accepting a challenge after all of the things, all the magic that you guys worked together, really mostly because of you, obviously, but for him to let down so many people in the Pacific Northwest like this, I mean, he's trying to go out there and make his name right now, and now he's refusing to come into your territory to answer you? I mean, for what reason? Because Tom's not on the show anymore? Because he just wants to ignore it? Because why, Marco? Where are you, Marco?
I don't know where he's at.
Marco Stunt. Somebody say it. Where is he?
I don't know, but we'll see what happens. But so far, it looks like somebody is unwilling to face me on December 14th. All right, let's go back to the text messages here. Got a lot of stuff. This person notes math sucks. You're correct. Math does suck. That's why I do a radio show.
Count them green, son.
Person here says, not a wrestling question, but the gas station near my house still sells Big Cat bars. If you want, I'll send you some. I got some around here. Fear not. The local Hagen. A huge stock of these Big Cat bars. Which
Big Cat, were they oversized Kit Kats?
If you take one of the four Kit Kats and blow it up to the size of a Snickers bar, that is a Big Cat. It is the best candy bar in the world. As they do annually, WWE is touting the economic impact that WrestleMania had on its host city. WWE and the governor of Louisiana have announced the findings of a report conducted by Enigma Research Corporation, run by Jeff Hardy. Not really. Claims that WrestleMania 34 generated $175 million. Notice I have to say, not really, because if I don't, it'll be all over the internet that Jeff Hardy runs Enigma Research Corporation.
I was hoping you'd like invoke the 90s band or you know, that it was theirs.
So anyway, $175 million in direct, indirect, and induced economic impact for the greater New Orleans region derived from spending by those visiting for WrestleMania. Last year's report claimed an economic impact of $181.5 million for WrestleMania 33 in Orlando. The number for Mania 30 New Orleans was $142 million, so way, way up for this New Orleans Mania. WWE also noted Mania 34 generated approximately $23.7 million in federal, state, and local taxes. 77% of those who attended WrestleMania 34 were from outside New Orleans, stayed for an average of 3.9 nights, noted that the $22 million was spent on hotels, accommodations in New Orleans. $9.9 million was spent by visitors at restaurants in the area. So now you know why every year all of these big cities bid for WrestleMania. And they throw out big money to get WrestleMania to come to their city. And they just happen to do this right before the ticket on sale date for WrestleMania, which is Thursday, November 15th, taking place at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey, 6 to 9 Eastern. It's free to attend if you want to head out there. Three matches taking place at the on-sale party. Get a load of this. Zack Ryder and Curt Hawkins will face the Singh brothers. Rhea Ripley versus Casey Catanzaro, which sounds awesome. And yes, Matt Riddle will face Cassius Ohno. Why aren't I there?
Why aren't you there?
I'd love to see that.
They banned you from events.
Sunday, April 7th is WrestleMania 35. Stadium also hosted WrestleMania 29 in 2013. Also, of course, April 5th, it will be myself and Filthy Tom against Marco Stunt and his mystery partner. And if you thought this kid was going to, if you thought he was going to get a beating before.
Why would he show up to that if he's not showing up to this?
What's man.
He doesn't even know who the partner is for this. He's staring down He'll the barrel be there. Of Tom Lawler one day.
He'll be there for that one.
Because it's Mania weekend?
Yeah, because you know what? Because I'm going to be there in that town, and he's going to be there. If not, I'm going to find him, and I'm going to make sure he's there.
Man, I feel like those 80s promos. I just keep thinking in the back of my mind, Marco, you ain't making it to Mania. Just see you like dragging his dead carcass, you know, through the leaves there in the Pacific Northwest. And that's if he decides to show up. You're going to have to go get him and drag him up there.
Oh, I will. Fear not. I'll carry him like I carried him on my shoulders throughout that match where I lifted him and deadlift Germaned him onto his head. There's going to be a lot of that.
Does he live in a tree with other elves? I
mean, all right, let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on?
Where are you, Marco?
How's it going, Brian?
What's up?
Not too much. So I just wanted to talk real quick. I was at Ring of Honor Global Wars last night in Toronto. It was a pretty all right show, but I wanted to kind of talk about how the only people that the crowd that was there was a smaller crowd that I've seen in Toronto shows than usual. But the only people that they were really interested in seeing were the guys that were in the Elite, like the Young Bucks and Hangman Page. Cody didn't wrestle, of course. But it was the first time where I really saw a Ring of Honor show and was worried that if, you know, the Elite decides to go to WWE in a few months, that this is really going to negatively impact the live event attendance and involvement and all that. So I was just wondering if you guys could talk about that just a little bit and where you see Ring of Honor going in the next few months.
Well, I want to thank you very much for the call. I've been hearing this for months. We will see.
It's not good. Look, they're here.
Well, let me jump in real quick.
I just want to say, because it's not, you know, bashing him or anything, but they have, obviously they lost Punishment Martinez, who they were building up, and it's always going to be a little bit of a struggle for them, but they don't have that excitement outside of those guys, and there needs to be something done to jumpstart and kind of shock the system and get something going. When I think it was the Bucks and the Briscoes, I think it was SCU and the Briscoes, and it's like when that match wasn't getting a whole lot of attention and a whole lot of crowd response a couple months ago, it was like, this isn't a good sign. Everybody's just kind of tired of everything right now, except for like the shock factor of the Elite. And that's got to change, regardless of what, you know, what the reasons are or anything else. That does have to change.
Here's the deal, everybody. So, yes, I've been hearing about this for a long time. Yes, if Kenny Omega and the Young Bucks and Cody all leave Ring of Honor, it's going to be a big blow to that company. It'll be bad. Now, first off, we don't know if they're leaving. I mean, we don't know if they're going to WWE. We don't know if they're going to try and start something on their own. We have no idea what's happening. Even if they don't sign. Listen, you know who's not signed to Ring of Honor right now? Cody. He's unsigned. He's still doing shows. Well, he's not right now because he has a knee injury. But the point of this is, whether they re-sign with Ring of Honor or not, they may still work Ring of Honor shows as free agents. That's number one. Number two, let's say they go somewhere. Let's say they go to WWE. Let's say they start something of their own. Let's say they sign exclusively with... I mean, if they sign exclusively with New Japan, they can still be used in Ring of Honor because Ring of Honor has a working relationship with New Japan. The Young Bucks in particular, Ring of Honor paid out the ass for them last year. And I'm sure Cody isn't working that cheap. I'm sure Kenny Omega costs a little bit of money or whatever. If they all leave, there is a lot of money freed up that they can use to try to sign some other people to probably not do what the Young Bucks and Cody and Kenny Omega were doing, but it's not like there's going to be just like a hole that is unfilled. They're going to try to fill it with people.
But their development has not been the
best. It hasn't, but you know what? For a decade, I've been hearing about Ring of Honor's done. Lost Joe. Lost Punk. Lost Daniel Bryan. Lost this guy, AJ, that guy. I've been hearing it for a decade, okay? Like, it's going to be a big blow if they use the Elite. But do I think that, like, the company is going to go out of business? No, it's going to struggle, and hopefully they can sign some guys.
That argument anymore is out the window because of Sinclair, so that doesn't even really count as an argument anymore.
Well, they could always sell him. Sinclair could sell.
Yeah, but I mean, now you're really kind of reaching there as far as this particular argument, which is even if those guys don't go, there needs to be some sort of adrenaline shock of some kind because you're slipping and missing some ground right now. And you know what? The entire indie scene may be doing that as well, too. So you got to kind of keep things rolling.
Back in a moment, Observer Live. The walls falling through the floor. Just as well to keep it. Get some game in. You're with me now. We'll be again. Other points in between. And the cool, cool mornings turn the days of swim or sink. Living right is easy.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit, and 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, took the whole damn show, but I want to thank John in Delaware, who got the overrun numbers for the past, looks like, August, September, and the first 2 weeks of October.
Beware if you went to public school.
So 10 weeks of overruns. And the answer is that the overrun ranges from a low of 6 minutes past the top of the hour to a high of 14 minutes past the top of the hour, and the average over that 10 weeks is a 10-minute overrun. So
it's
there you go.
It's a push.
10 minutes, and it is gone as of tonight, everybody. Finished.
Blessings. Thank God.
Finished. Says, will there be a Christmas show this year? Of course there will.
God.
Any spoilers on who will be on it? No, because I don't know till about 2 days before. And then I actually don't even know till the show's over. And then I don't remember. So I can't tell you. That's all I got to say.
Hey, where are you, Marco? Marco.
Let's not even bother. I got literally bigger fish to fry.
Ha!
Person says, are they planning any sort of invasion angle for Raw tonight? The only show they have tonight is Raw with no SmackDown live event. Well, if there's no SmackDown live event, it would seem to me, I don't know, but it would seem to me that there is a decent possibility that we're going to get an invasion angle for Raw tonight. It is the Raw go-home show for Survivor Series tomorrow, the SmackDown go-home show. We'll see what partners are being added. There's a bunch that still have to be added to the show. We've got a full Raw women's team that needs to be added. We have one SmackDown woman that needs to be added to the women's SmackDown 5-on-5. We need the full 5 Raw teams for the tag team elimination match. 3 more for SmackDown. A lot of stuff still to be added to the show. It's taking place tonight. And hey, Stephanie's back, everybody. And we'll be back tomorrow to talk about it. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Thanks, Mike, as always. Everybody in the studio, talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.